every Saturday, we have a weekly to-do that we cover in this segment, and we'll get to it. It's on budgeting. But we've got the lines full right now, so we want to get to our Arizona homeowners. That's part of being every Arizona homeowner's best friend, is making sure we get all the questions answered that call in and give the best possible advice and direction we can for your home, castle, or cabin. Joy, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi. I'll take this off speaker.
Okay, thank you.
I have been, it's good to talk to you up front. I've been looking everywhere for 6 weeks for a replacement for the roof. It is a southwestern home with parapet, flat roof. When it rains, it channels to a hole in the sides of those roofs. There are 7 or 8 or 9 around the house that look to me like clay tile, about an inch thick, about 2 feet long, an exaggerated U. So it's like a plate to invite rainwater to come out and fall on the ground away from the house. One of them broke off. I can't find one. I've checked with all supply houses, roofing companies. I even called a floor tile manufacturer to see if he could make a clay cowlick for me, and I'm at a dead end.
Whew, well, if you've called the roofing supply houses, that would have been my suggestion as well. And what you're talking about, and if you're new to Arizona, what Joy has is a flat roof. And then there's parapets that go around the perimeter. And what she's talking about, these holes, is the water, is they have crickets on the roof, and it's designed to slope so the water all drains to one spot, and that's your downspout that the water runs off the roof, and it's all angled to these points around the home. And in a southwest style, that Spanish look, you've got this Spanish tile that it comes off of. One of those has cracked, and that Spanish tile that serves as your downspout for your water is what you're looking to replace. And your roofing, and the roofing supply houses don't have them, which, like I said, would have been the first place I called.
Those are scuppers, right, Roman?
Yeah, you've already tried that, clay scuppers. We're going to have to call a few of our certified partners and see where they get clay scuppers from. It's not common to see those anymore, but I can't believe that you couldn't find them somewhere.
I would sure think Durafoam. I mean, that's all they do is flat roofs, and wouldn't they have a resource? We'll do a little digging for you, Joy, but that would be my first guess.
So I don't have an answer for you today, but we're going to make some calls for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, and we'll help you find those clay tile scuppers. It is a very southwest look. It is a very nice look, the stucco territorial style homes. But as Rosie will tell you, they're the most expensive homes to maintain, and that's one of the reasons. Let's get to Manuel next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Manuel, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What's your question?
So my question is, I'm doing a vinyl flooring, so I'm going to have a contractor come in and install the new vinyl plank, but it does not do baseboards. And my question is, do you have any company or any referrals that I can turn into that specialize in baseboards?
And what part of the valley are we looking at, Manuel?
We are in the West Valley, close to the Cardinal Stadium.
Okay. Sounds good. I don't have his number at my fingertips, but there is a gentleman by the name of Dove Shapira, and all he does is doors and trim. He's in the Central Phoenix area. I don't think Cardinal Stadium is far enough out of his drive range. It's somebody that we've looked at and has, as part of the network, he's not currently a member, but he is somebody that does just specifically trim. So hang tight. I'll connect you during the break with him when I can look up his number. So just be patient with me, and we'll get to Bob. He wants to talk about water heaters. Hello, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I've got an old tank water heater. I haven't done anything like in 25 years on it. Okay, in my life, it's starting to gurgle a little bit. So I think it's switching it out and maybe going to tankless. What I know is not really cost savings anymore with it. Is there anything else I would have to retrofit to get tankless in there? Is there anything I need to know ahead of time? Would I have to run different electric or anything like that? Is it a higher voltage or anything like that I need to know?
Yes, yes, and yes. If you've got a water heater that's 25 years old, the electrical line that is currently there is not going to be enough power supply for a tankless water heater. They use an extreme amount of energy to instantly flash heat that water. Now, they also say that it's cheaper to run a tankless water heater because you're only heating water when you need it in real time. So you're not paying to keep water hot 24/7 in a tank. And over the long run, even though it uses more electricity to heat it, it's only heating it when you need it. So you're saving money. In a perfect world, that's what they say. Now, we had mentioned hard water earlier when the gentleman was talking about the sink. If you don't have a water softener, most, I don't know any tankless water heaters that don't require a water softening device. What they have found is when they're flash heating this water quickly as it's passing through, the hard water in Arizona, the amount of scale and calcium buildup that gunks up the electrical components and the heating components of a tankless water heater happens so fast they won't warranty it unless you don't have a water softening equipment. So if you don't already have a water softener, you got to add that cost to the expense. And then there's even some manufacturers that have a descaler on top of that they require you to install. Now, most of the people I know that do tankless water heater installs, because it's such an expense, and if you've got to go through the additional electrical line, and even if you have gas, you've got to get a bigger gas line supplied to it, and the water heater, and the tank itself. They've actually started offering a lot of finance packages for it because it helps them sell it, and it really is very nice to have an endless supply of hot water when you need it.
And isn't it, Bob, how many people in your house?
There's only two of us right now.
Yeah.
Not much. Down the line, maybe turn to a rental, but right now there's only me and my son living there right now.
Yeah, what I understand is it works best for, you know, one or two people. A big family, their tanks aren't big enough, right, Romy?
Right? There is no tank. It's tankless. Right. It just can't.
Duh.
if you've got four or five different appliances all asking for hot water at one time, the volume that goes through these small units, it can't properly heat it to the temperature that you're accustomed to. They have gotten a lot better. That was a big problem when they first came out. It's still not, you know, I wouldn't be running a hot cycle on the laundry, the dishwasher, and taking a shower all at the same time. But could two people in two different showers take one?
They've improved, huh?
I think they've improved to the point you could at least have two showers running at the same time. But I wouldn't have anything else running with that.
So. To heat it, is there like a restrictor in there to minimize the volume of water going to get it hot enough?
No, the volume of water is still managed by really whoever's supplying you water. If you're on Tucson City Water, you know the pressure that they're coming through the pipes and what's coming through the house isn't going to change at all unless you have another water regulating device that you add in front of it. If you want to boost the amount of water going through it, that would be another unit you would have to install in front of it to make sure you get the volume through it that you want. But it's just designed to run on the water pressure that's delivered to your home. Did we lose him? Bob?
No, I have him on hold.
Oh, okay.
Because we had some other callers.
So
go for it.
Did that answer your questions, Bob?
I guess that does. So average, what would it cost to install without the water softener, heater only?
Just the tankless water heater?
Yes.
So pricing is not something that we do on air because that opens a can of worms and it sets expectations in people's mind that, it's impossible for us to keep up with all the pricing. But as a general rule of thumb, and this is very general, you know, it's about 2 to 3 times more than a regular tank water heater. And that's even hard because are we talking about a 100-gallon tank? Are we talking about a 40-gallon tank? Are we talking about a premium brand name tank? Are we talking about a cheap knockoff? You know, you could, you know, the numbers and options are so, you know, there's so many options, it's absolutely impossible to give accurate pricing. And we don't feel we do a service to our homeowners by throwing out ideas of what we have seen in the past before looking at your home, knowing your budget. Are you going for a premium brand that's going to last you longer? Are you looking for something cheap and quick to just get it done? You know, if you throw out numbers, people remember those numbers, and they're incorrect numbers because every single house is different. You could go, the same contractor could bid the same room addition on neighboring homes and come out different for a number of reasons. You know, that's just the terrain's different, the excavating's different, the tie into the existing home might be different. So there's no one silver bullet solution to pricing. So we stay away from it. And we found that helps us during the office a lot during the week, because people call in, well, you said I could get it for this price and I can only find it for that, and I want it for this price that was mentioned, and it's just a can of night. But most guys will give you a lot closer number over the phone of a tankless water heater on the actual hard price. That's not the install price, but if you call a plumber, you know, they can tell you the hard price on a tankless water heater pretty easily. So we've got a couple great ones in your area. We've got Intelligent Design and Temperature Control. Both of them are dual HVAC plumbing contractors that have been with us, I'm going to say, close to 10 years.
Long while.
So you've got a couple great options there in Tucson. Let's see if we can squeeze Annette's question in. We may not get the answer done before the break, but we'll at least get the question fielded. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Yes. Good morning, Romy. My question is, I purchased a 1960 under 1,000 square feet rental home last February, and the prior owners had stuccoed the home, which I don't care for, but I have 3 peaks that under the eaves of the peaks, all the nails are poking through from the roofing, and I want to finish that off nice before I paint it. Would I put aluminum siding inside there? And who does that? Roofers or? I can't find anybody to do that.
Now, your number says 623, so I'm assuming, you know, your West Valley of the Phoenix metro area?
Yes, it's Sun City. It's okay. A Sun City home.
Well, you know, we're going to be able to answer this one. There's a company out of the Glendale Air Park called Booth Built Patio Products, and that is one of the services they offer. So they're in your neighborhood. They're close by. We'll get you Booth's number here during the break, and we'll get you taken care of.